Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Praise the Lord, praise you, the Lord. Yes, indeed, you are once again in tune to Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. I am your host, Brother James Brown Jr., and we do come to you live from Detroit, Michigan, each and every Thursday and every Saturday night from 8 o'clock until 9 o'clock p.m. Well, on tonight, it's no different. I'm asking all listeners, especially the new listeners, please get your Bibles and pieces of paper ready so that you can follow along with the man of God in the persons of Pastor Norman King, my first cousin. He is the pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministry, which is located in Greensboro, North Carolina. He will be bringing forth another word from the Lord on tonight. So you're most definitely going to need your Bible. You're going to need a pen and paper so you can take notes. We always open up with prayer. So we're going to start off tonight. As we always do, we're going to open up with prayer. I'm asking all the listeners, if you would please pray with me, because we do serve an awesome God who can hear and answer all of our prayers at the same time. What a mighty God we serve. Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus we come once again giving you glory, honor, and praise. We thank you for this another day that you have made. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you allowed us to see this day. Heavenly Father, we bless your name because we know that you're worthy to be praised. We thank you that there is none like you in all the earth. You are the Most High God. Heavenly Father, we bless your name. Heavenly Father, we come now in the name of Jesus, asking that you would forgive us of all of our sins and transgressions, starting with myself, my entire family, Pastor Norman King and his entire family, and every saved believer in the name of Jesus Christ all over the land. Forgive us of all of our sins and transgressions, because your word lets us know, and we know that it's true and it's a fact, that all have sinned and come short of your glory. Even those that are saved in Jesus' name, we do sometimes falter, and we do slip up, and we do sin. So we just thank you, Heavenly Father, for our risen Lord and Savior, your Son, Jesus Christ, who have paid the price on the cross, that we can be redeemed, we can be forgiven through Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we just bless you again tonight. We love you. We now pray and ask, Heavenly Father, that you will move by your Spirit, touch, heal, and strengthen all those that are bereaved on tonight. We lift up the family of civil rights icon Representative John Lewis, also the late Reverend C.T. Vivian. We want to lift up those families, not only those families, but all those that have lost loved ones. Heavenly Father, we lift them up to you right now in the name of Jesus, asking that you will comfort and strengthen those family members as only you can. Let them know and remember that earth still has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. We also lift up all those that are sick and afflicted in their minds, spirits, and bodies all over the land, because we know that you're still working miracles, signs, and wonders. So touch, heal, and deliver, Heavenly Father, as only you can, that you would be glorified in the name of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we come now lifting up all those that may be listening on tonight that may not be saved in Jesus' name. Is our prayer, our hope, and desire that something will be said to your man of God on tonight. They will touch their hearts. They will prick their hearts to the point that they will open their own mouth and they will yield and they will seek Jesus Christ and they will confess their sins. They will ask to be forgiven in the name of Jesus. And then they will also open their mouth and ask to be saved in Jesus' name, even on tonight as your word goes forth over this airway, that you will be glorified, that they will be saved in Jesus' name. They will come to know, walk in and live in and fulfill their own individual God purpose in the earth, that you will be glorified. Heavenly Father, we pray now that you would help us to decrease on tonight so that you may increase in us, because we know that it's not about us. It's about you. It's about your son, Jesus Christ. It's about your word going forth with power, that you will be glorified. Heavenly Father, we also lift up our president and all world leaders, Heavenly Father, that may not be saved in Jesus' name. We lift them up to you as well on tonight, that you would touch their hearts, that they too will be saved in Jesus' name. Once they're saved, they will come to know their God purpose, and they will learn and know how to treat all people with love and compassion. We lift up all pastors and bishops all over the land, those that are standing on your word, those that are living your word, those that are being examples of your word and Christ's life before sinful men and women in this evil and sinful world on today. We lift up everyone that is, teaching and preaching your word and standing on your word, that you will continue to strengthen them, continue to edify them, continue to give them the power and the strength that they need to go forward, continue to stand on your word. It's our prayer in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we lift up every listener on tonight. We ask that you will continue to bless them. You know what they stand in need of. And we just call it done right now in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for the victory through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We give you the glory, the honor, and praise. And all those that are touching and agreeing with this prayer said amen. Well, on tonight, I want to say early happy birthday to Mother Phillips. She's one of our faithful members and mothers at the Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church. Her birthday is tomorrow. So I want to say early happy birthday to Mother Phillips. We want to also extend greetings to our bishop, Bishop James A. Jennings, and the Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church family, and also to Pastor Isaiah Tillman, Jr., and Sister First Lady Jean Tillman of Morning Star Baptist Church and the Morning Star Church family. So right now, we are so excited to get ready to receive this word from Pastor Norman King on tonight. After he concludes with the message, please do not hang up your phone. Do not go off the internet, because he's going to minister to us with the closing song, which is entitled On Tonight by Can't Give Up Now by Mary Mary. Our spiritual food for thought for tonight: we should never take God's grace and mercy for granted. Again, tonight's spiritual food for thought: we should never, that go for you, my sister and my brother, that go for me as well, we should never take God's grace and mercy for granted. I do welcome all comments and feedback from all listeners. You can always email me at all lowercase, james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. And for those of you that was tuned in on this past Thursday, I stand corrected. I had said that my guest for tonight was Deacon Marvin Cox, but I stand in error. I was wrong. But tonight's guest is none other, as I forestated, Pastor Norman King, the pastor of Victory Outreach Ministries located in Greensboro, North Carolina. So we're going to go to our music break for now, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to yield the mic to Pastor Norman King. And once again, once he finished with his message for tonight, do not hang up the phone. Do not go off the internet. You want to be blessed by this song that he's going to play for us on tonight by Mary Mary, Can't Give Up Now. I do want to say to the listening audience that did not hear my praise report on Thursday night, that means there is a lot of new listeners on tonight. And I just still have to give God glory, honor, and praise for my own testimony as I went to the VA hospital on Thursday, this past Thursday, my doctor told me that I was cancer-free. And so I just had to give God glory and praise throughout the hospital because I know that it was nobody but God. And so I just want to encourage someone else on tonight that may be dealing with cancer, maybe going through chemotherapy or radiation, such as I went through. I am a miracle, and I just want you all to know that God has no respect of persons. He said, by the stripes of Jesus Christ, we are healed. So you got to stand on your faith. I'm not bragging. I'm bragging on Jesus on tonight because I know there's nobody but God who did it. And just like he did it for me, he can do it for you if you believe. On tonight, we give it a music break song for tonight, and then we're going to come back and we're going to yield the mic to Pastor Norman King. Enjoy the music break.
You cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die for.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Every time I hear that song, it makes me just want to jump up and shout. I just want to shout to the rooftop because I am so grateful, and I know I'm not the only one. I have some sisters and brothers in Christ that are grateful that Jesus Christ thought that your life and my life were worth living, that he sacrificed his own life, and he paid the price, our sin debt on the cross with his precious and sinless blood. Aren't you grateful on tonight? I am. Well, right now we're getting ready to receive none other than Pastor Norman King. Again, he's my first cousin, the pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministries, located in Greensboro, North Carolina. Pastor Norman King, I now yield the mic to you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And I, too, am humbly grateful for the privilege and opportunity to speak the word of God. And I love him. Amen. And I thank you, Cousin James. You know, we continue to pray your strength as you continue to allow the Holy Spirit to lead and guide you through this world, as you call it, wide platform. We thank God for another opportunity, as I said a while ago, and we're going to go ahead and get to the Word. Amen. I'm going to read from Revelation, the second chapter. I'm going to be reading from God's Word translation, so follow me in yours. My reference to scripture is going to be 2 Revelation 2, verses 18 through 29. I'm going to cover those, but I'm going to only read 18 and 21 in my opening. So Revelation 2, verses 18 through 21, God's Word translation says, "To the messenger of the church in Thyatira write, the Son of God, whose eyes are like flames of fire, and whose feet are like glowing bronze, says, I know what you do. I know your love, faith, service, and endurance. I also know that what you are doing now is greater than what you did first. Verse 20, but I have something against you. You tolerate that woman, Jezebel, who calls herself a prophet. She teaches and misleads my servants to sin sexually and to eat food sacrificed to idols. I gave her time to turn to me and change the way she thinks and acts, but she refuses to turn away from her sexual sins." And tonight, I'm using the topic, nip it in the bud. Amen. Nip it in the bud. The prayer has been prayed, and I pray as well that I may decrease and that he may increase, my Lord, my Savior, Jesus Christ. Nip it in the bud. Nip it. And the word nip, the meaning of nip is something that suppressed or destroys something at its early stage. Amen. Other words, when we allow stuff to fester, and fester means, one example of fester is of a negative feeling or a problem becomes worse and more intense, especially through long-term neglect or indifference. So nip it, something that suppresses or destroys something. See, when we allow things to fester, amen, if we don't nip it, it grows and it gets worse and worse and worse. And here tonight, we're talking about the church. This one of the seven churches in Revelation. Amen. And it opens up, it says that talking about Jesus, that the Son of God, whose eyes are like flames of fire and whose feet are like glowing bronze, says. In other words, what he said, I know what you do. I know your love, faith, service, and endurance, and I also know that what you're doing now is greater than what you did first. I know some of us can attest to that ourselves. Amen. But look what he said in verse 20. But I have something against you. You tolerate that woman, Jezebel. See, when we tolerate something, we need to nip it, y'all, because if we don't nip it, come on, huh? It grows. It festers around and it causes havoc. Amen. So we want tonight to challenge you. Challenge you to nip whatever it is that you are tolerating, amen, and make a change, amen. To repent if you need repentance, amen. Turn from that way of allowing, amen, and tolerating things that you know that are not right. See, our first love must be God. Amen. And we are to have what? A fire for him. Amen. A Holy Ghost fire. Come on. Amen. Because we are overcomers. See, one thing about it, we are either a overcomer or a undercomer. And I've learned this through my life living that we know the answers of a lot of things that we question ourselves with because we know ourselves. Amen. So you are either a overcomer or an undercomer. Tonight, in this message, I'm going to reiterate. I want to challenge you to a what? To a higher standard. Amen. We want to be victorious. We don't want to be in defeat. Amen. We want to be a winner and not a loser. And it's hard to be a winner if we got some things festering, if we are tolerating some things that we know is not right, and you got some say about it. Some things you can't change, amen, but I'm talking about the things that you can change, amen. The things that you cannot, that you can change and you won't do anything about it, amen. Going back to the scripture, it says, he said, you tolerate that woman Jezebel who calls herself a prophet. Amen. I'm not going to get ahead of myself because I got a few things to lay the foundation of this message in, amen. So my question to you, are you a winner tonight or are you a loser? What is your tolerance level? What do you tolerate? Amen. What are you tolerating right now? This message is for you. That's why God speaks. He speaks confirmation, amen. This Thyatira Tower Church, amen, we go back. And I want to give you some history of the birth of this church. I'm going to take you back, amen, to Acts, the 16th chapter. Let me go back and read this. Because, like I said, these are some foundational things that it needs to be spoken. Amen. To put you into the setting, how it started, you know, a lot of things in our life, we know where it started. And we know the course. It's like our everyday life, amen. Your morning and you know, how you go before, or let me say it this way, do you go before the Lord first thing in the morning? If you don't, and you're used to, how's your day? Do you get so far a day and you realize you didn't pray? Amen. Then you got to go back and get things right. Amen. So here I want to go tonight. I'm saying this to make a point. I want to go back to Acts 16. Acts 16, verse 14. And just to bring us to this flower tower. Amen. I'm going to read this to you. Acts, the 16th chapter, verse 14 and 15, it says, a woman named Lydia was present. She was a convert to Judaism from the city of what? Thyatira. Here we go, y'all. And sold purple dye for a living. She was listening because the, listen to this, y'all. She was listening because the Lord made her willing to pay attention to what Paul said. Good God Almighty. Verse 15 says, when Lydia and her family, let me see, were baptized, she invited us, this is Paul talking, to stay at her home. She said, if you're convinced that I believe in the Lord, then stay at my home. She insisted, so we did. So this is where we see where Paul influenced her life. She got saved. Amen. And we see that she was a business person, amen. She sold purple dye for a living, amen. But yet, Thyatira was started, amen. So Paul led her to the Lord, amen. And I'm going to say again, when people become Christians, amen, when you become a Christian, amen, around some people who were used to you being a non-Christian, amen, you have some challenges, amen. And that's why it's so important to be around somebody strong to help you along the way, amen. So here during this cultural time back then, when this happened to Lydia, amen, she had some challenges, amen, because there was a, it's just like the workplace. you know, things can be so strong. You may be in the midst of a festering situation, amen, and you was part of the in crowd who did not know the Lord, and you have accomplished a lot of things through different ways that's not pleasing to God. But now, say, for example, you were in a corporate position, and now you accepted Christ, and you'd be like Lydia, amen, and then God want to move you in an awesome area so you can be an impact and an influence. But yet the people around you is saying, no, it ain't about all that. Amen. And they threaten you with things like, if you don't change, this going to happen. So then you have to make a choice. Now, remember what I said, you're either going to be in defeat or you're going to be in victory. Even though it may appear to be defeat because of you may be have a job, they're making good money, and you got all the benefits. But let me tell you something. In Christ, you're always a winner. You're never in defeat. What it is that you got to make a stand. And there's some things that you've been wanting to do anyway. Come on. When I say you, I'm just generalizing, man, because the main thing I want to focus on is our topic. It says nip it in the bud. Amen. So when you get challenged in your workplace, amen, you have to make a decision. But that's why it's so important to be real when it comes to the master. Come on, somebody. Amen. Because understand this. We are overcomers. You are not an undercomer. In Christ, you are always what? A overcomer. Amen. Jesus' eyes sees everything. Look what it says. Let me go back. Amen. Just give me a minute. Because we know that nothing is what? Hidden from him. Amen. And in this verse tonight, in Revelation 2:18, it says the Son of God, whose eyes are like flames of fire. So what that means, that he see everything. No matter what you're saying, remember that I'm generalizing, y'all. No matter what you say, he sees everything. That's why he told him, the one thing I got against you, you tolerate that woman Jezebel, amen? See, Jezebel, amen, didn't mean no good, amen? So in other words, the accommodation, Jesus gave them accommodation for deeds or works, but the complaint was, you tolerate that woman. You allow Jezebel to teach. Amen. Now, we got some things in our lives, amen, that we may be doing that we know is wrong. And what the Lord is saying to you tonight, he said, you are tolerating some things, and you need to nip it in the bud. This message is for you. Time has come, and you've been knowing it. Come on, somebody, amen. He said you need to nip it in the bud, because you know that if you keep on allowing this stuff to fester, you know what the end is going to be. You know what the outcome is going to be, amen? So the problem that Jesus had, amen, with this church is that they tolerated Jezebel to teach. That means they allowed. What in your life tonight, my brothers and sisters, that you are tolerating? What is it that you are allowing, amen? Good things you are doing. You can be doing good things. Amen. But you still tolerating things that you know is bad. This is what's happening, y'all. Thyatira, they was commended on all what they were doing. Remember what it said in verse 19? I know what you do. I know your love, faith, service, and endurance. I also know that what you are doing now is greater than you did before. But see, something happened, brothers and sisters. Something happened. And in the midst of that happening, some things begin to fester. Some things will begin to be tolerated. Amen. This is the on-time message tonight. Whatever it is that you are tolerating in your life, God is saying, nip it in the bud. Amen. No more, because you don't want anything to be suppressed. Amen. In other words, you need to take and nip it at its early stage. Now, if it is going to get out of control, and sometimes we do allow stuff to get out of control, right? Our God is greater than any situation, in any circumstances. So what he's saying, repent. Amen. So, in other words, they allowed false gods, worship, the lifestyle. Amen. You may be around some things that the lifestyle is not the coming of the Lord. Amen. And the Lord knows that you are in a position that you can make a change. Amen. Don't just tolerate some stuff. Amen. Don't continue to tolerate. Don't continue to allow these type of things to go on in your presence when you know God is enabled you to make a difference. Amen. So you and me, we shouldn't agree with what somebody is doing if we know it's not right. And don't just turn your head like you don't know, because you know that we know. Amen? What we're saying, now, we got to build ourselves in the Lord, that people around us would know what we stand for. Amen? I'm not saying y'all walk around with big crosses and hallelujah, praise Lord, amen, because a bunch of those people is in the marketplace as well. When I say marketplace, they all around, amen. The Bible tells us don't be like the Pharisees, amen. So what I'm saying to you tonight, that we got to walk and with the attributes of the Lord, amen, with the personality of the Lord, amen, with the behavior of the Lord, amen, to the point that we know, or other folks would know what we stand for. See, if you are one of those, amen, that nip things in the bud, then people know, man, I can't go around him like that. But I know he don't put up that kind of stuff, amen. So what I'm trying to say, it reminds me of the movie Lean On Me with, I can't remember, Morgan Freeman. You know, when the young man with the suit got to the point that he didn't want to live according to the change that was being impacted in that school, and he met him in the hallway and told him he's leaving, but then Morgan Freeman was up front, look, you'd be dead in a year. Amen. See, nip it, y'all. Tell the truth. Don't continue to tolerate things that you know is not right, because we're not helping the situation. We're not helping the individual by sitting there allowing things to fester when we know the direction it's going in. Amen. You may be a good person doing good things, but don't tolerate. Amen. And that's the thing that was charged was against this church in Tower. He said, you tolerate that woman Jezebel who calls herself a prophet. And look what she's doing, y'all. She teaches and misleads my servants to sin sexually. But anyway, let me keep moving, amen. I got a few points to make before I get out of here tonight, amen. We must be clean, amen, on where we stand. I mean, no, we must be clear. There we go. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We must be clear on where we stand. It shouldn't be a question of whether or not I love God, if I'm real, amen, or I'm just perpetrating, amen. It should be clear in your workplace, in your church, in your family. It should be clear that you love God, that you are serious about your walk with God. It shouldn't have to be a question, amen. Now, if you're on that scrawl of fence, amen, what the Bible says, you can be hot or cold. Lukewarm might spit you out. So my word tonight is, you know what you're saying, and folks should know, to a certain degree, they should know, amen, but you got to stand for what's right, amen. Don't tolerate all that the things that goes around, that goes on, that you know you can make a difference in, amen. See, Jezebel, she was a daughter of a king, amen. She was a worshiper of Baal, amen. Baal was the fertility god and the god of the pagans. She, talking about Jezebel, she talked her husband into what? Worshiping Baal. Now, this, I'm going back in Kings now, y'all. The Revelation is just bringing things to the forefront. I'm back in Kings, amen. She talked her husband into worshiping Baal. She was a strong-willed woman. She was very determined, amen. And you are stronger because you got Christ inside of you, amen. So don't feel like you are not victorious or that you're in defeat, because there's a Holy Spirit inside of you, amen. And when she talked the king into worshiping Baal, guess what happened, y'all? Then came along Israel, amen, because it wasn't, as we continue on in the story, amen, in Revelation, as far as that goes, when you don't nip something in the bud, then it festers, it grows, amen. In the word of God, it tells us, amen, how long will we be between what? Two opinions. Amen. Jezebel, through the king, she got Israel to compromise. Amen. This happens when you don't nip it in the bud. We don't nip in the bud, amen, then you begin to compromise. You and me, amen. We got to do is do right, amen. If you know right, do right, amen. I'm always saying this, y'all. Oh, I'm saying old folks, these are one of my great aunts. She's gone with the Lord, amen. But one thing that you knew where she stood, and you knew where you stood, is you come around, because she was what? going to tell you about Jesus. Amen. If you don't want to hear about Jesus, you ain't go around her. Amen. So what my point is, we got to be the same way. We got to walk in the, what Matthew 5:16 says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify the Father which are in heaven. So we got to set it out there, amen. Let it be known, amen, that I serve God Almighty. Jesus Christ is my Lord, amen. And don't let a person have to question whether or not you love God or not, amen. We got to be an example, amen. As long as you go both ways, you won't be an overcomer. We can't go both ways. We got to be one way, and that's God's way, amen. We can't tolerate evil, amen. We can't accept it, amen. So what the charge was, they allowed Jezebel. They tolerated her. There are some things that we tolerate and we know we shouldn't. And now I'm talking about things that we have control of. So I say again, some things you don't have control of. By trade, I'm a diesel mechanic. In the shop I work at, I keep my little Bluetooth speaker, and I have it dialed in through my radio, listen to my gospel music, amen. I don't tolerate the other kind of stuff within my little bay, my workspace, amen. I give God the glory, amen. I don't try to broadcast it across 3 or 4 bays. It's me in my little bay and my worship as I'm working on them trucks, and that's the life I live. I'm genuine with it, amen. I'm just trying to make a point, y'all, amen. It's shameful today what some of the churches allow it. The same way back in Revelation we're talking about, you tolerate this woman Jezebel, we got some Jezebel spirit that's being tolerated, that's being tolerated in some churches right now. And you who hear me, you know I'm telling you the truth. The thing of it is, what you going to do about it? Are you going to still turn your head? If you turn your head and act like it don't exist, then the same thing that Jesus says to them, he can say to you. He said, you tolerated that woman. In other words, a woman, it's a physical woman, but it's a spirit nowadays, y'all. Don't tolerate that Jezebel spirit. Amen? Jezebel, it's a powerful spirit. Only if you allow, only if you tolerate it, amen? Because if you tolerate it, guess what's going to happen, y'all? The church, your church, my church would be damaged by this spirit, amen? But let me move on. Verse 21. 21 says, I gave her time to turn to me and change the way she thinks. King James put it like, I gave her time to repent. But what it says after that? But she refused to turn away from her sexual sins. In other words, you do your part. You speak the word of God. You speak life, not death. And it's all you can do. And keep it moving. Amen? In other words, she was given, in all the bad she did, he still gave her time to repent. Amen? So God gives windows of opportunity, y'all, to repent. He gave her an opportunity to repent. Amen. Speak the word to whoever it is God, the Holy Spirit leads you to, and give them opportunity. See, you can't just walk up to anybody and just speak because you know it's right. Be led by the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
She did not want to repent. Amen. And she didn't. And something happened to her because she didn't repent. Amen. See, that's a spirit of rebellion, y'all. And we can't allow, or we can't tolerate that spirit of rebellion. Amen? We should always distinguish truth from error. Amen? We must always do that. Amen? Praise the Lord. We got to, there are some things that we got to nip it in the bud. Don't allow it to continue to fester. I know from my own life. Nobody can speak your life better than you can. I see my life. I know there are a lot of times that I tolerate things, some things, amen, allow stuff to fester. And now it gets to the point that it's so bad, amen, that it's so out of control, that you go through so much heartache and pain because of tolerating things, amen. I'm going to read something to us tonight, amen, to show you what happened to Jezebel. I'm going to go to 2 Kings. Bear with me. 2 Kings. Show you how serious God is about these things, y'all. 2 Kings, the 9th chapter, starting at the 30th verse. Mind you, I'm still reading from God's word. I like how he speak it. Amen. Now, I'm going to read 2 Kings chapter 9, verse 30, down to 37. It says, when Jehu arrived in Jezreel, Jezebel heard about it. She put on eyeshadow, fixed her hair, and looked out of a second-story window. When Jehu entered the gateway, she asked, is everything all right, Zimia, murder of your master? Looking up at the window, she asked, is anyone on my side? Anyone? Then two of the three eunuchs looked out at him. He said, throw her down. He talked about Jezebel, y'all. Throw her down. They threw her down, and some of her blood spattered on the wall and the horses. Talking about Jezebel, y'all. The horses trampled her. He went inside, ate and drank, and then he said, take care of this woman who had a curse on her. After all, she was a king's daughter. But when they went out to bury her, they couldn't find any of her body except her skull, feet, and hands. They came back and told him. Jehu said, the Lord spoke through, and this is a prophecy, y'all. The Lord spoke through his servant Elijah from Tishbe. He said, dogs will eat Jezebel's body inside the walls of Jezreel. Jezebel's corpse will be like manure on the ground in the fields surrounding Jezreel, so that no one will be able to say that this is Jezebel. What I'm reading is to say, This is how serious our Father, which are in heaven, is, y'all, about these false prophets, about these people who worship Baal. And that's why he said he charged this church in Thyatira that you're doing some good work. Matter of fact, you're doing better than you did before. But I got one thing against it. You allow this Jezebel to come in here to teach this false stuff. You see this word tonight, my brothers and sisters. You got some things you're allowing. God is saying to you tonight, repent. Turn from the way that you've been going and get yourself back the way you should be, amen? In this case, this church, they say you were doing much better than you doing much better than you were. So something happened. We have things happen in life. We got the coronavirus going on. People been furloughed, been got sick. It's a lot of things going on. But my thing is this, my brothers and sisters, stay focused. How you stay focused is being around people with, as me and my cousin James say, that has a kindred spirit. Amen. Don't get around people who your spirit is not kindred with. Amen. Because they can lead you. That's you tolerating them. Okay. Amen. Don't blame them. That's you tolerating. Amen. You putting up with some stuff that you know ain't right. Amen. Don't just get along. Don't just go along to get along. Amen. That would not work. In other words, in this case with her, back in, I'm going to put it in our terms today, right? If you don't party like we party, somebody said to you, then you're outcast. That's your opportunity to be a witness. And if you did party with them, repent. Amen. Make a choice. Make a choice tonight, amen, and say, I'm going to nip it in the bud. That will allow to fester. It will fester no more. Amen? So my point to you tonight, if you got something that you need to be delivered from, repent from it. Amen? What I'm saying tonight, amen, take a stand. Amen. Take a stand. Amen. Don't allow this to continue anymore. Tonight is your night to take a stand. Do not tolerate that Jezebel spirit, that spirit that's worship Baal, that spirit that's doing everything that's contrary to what we know is right by Christ Jesus. Amen. Tonight is your night. Take a stand for God, no matter if you lose someone. Amen. My footnote, because I'm a pastor, my footnote says this right here. Take a stand for God, no matter if you lose a member. Amen. Ask my and approach me years ago. Say, well, Pastor King, you know y'all not y'all talk to them right there because they put a bunch of money in the church. I said, that ain't got nothing to do with nothing. So here we go, y'all. That spirit of Jezebel, you are tolerating anything to go because they put so much money in the church. It don't mean nothing. Who got you? Philippians 4:13, Paul said, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. They was cut off the money line. But Paul said, look, I ain't worried about that. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. And that's my word to you tonight, my brother and sister. Don't tolerate. Take a stand. Take your stand. Don't just take a stand. Take your stand. No matter the truth is the truth, my brother and sister. The truth is the truth. And with that being said, I thank God for my space. We give God all the glory and the honor. And I tell you something right now. I love the Lord. I love the Lord. Don't you love the Lord? I love the Lord with all my heart, mind, body, and soul. And I give God the praise. And let us pray, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Your word, not my word, but your word to your people. I pray that someone have received the word. You say your word will never return void, and I believe because the Bible says that you cannot lie. So your word has went out, and it has accomplished what it's supposed to accomplish. And these things we ask tonight in Jesus' name, pray, amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I'm going to stop it right there. I want to say a few words before I turn this over to Cousin James. Now, that song, the Spirit of God give me that song, because there are some of you out here tonight that maybe because you didn't nip some things in the bud, maybe because you let things fester, that you feel so out, just so low, so down, so depressed, oppressed, etc. The song is saying, you can't give up now. Don't be like Jezebel, where she refused to repent. Just repent. Take that 180 degrees and turn. Go humble before God. And knowing, no matter if you're so embedded in something that you've been doing for so long, amen, and you love the Lord, the Bible says that if you delight yourself in him, he shall give you the desires of your heart. So let it be known tonight. And God knows everything anyway. Amen. Just turn from your ways. Amen. And get back right with God. Don't give up now. Amen. Just get some things to nip it in the bud so you can have a peace of mind. Amen. Brother James.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord on tonight. Thank you, Pastor Norman King, for that awesome word on tonight, that much needed word for such a time as this. Yes, our church and agree that God knows who's going to be listening, and he knows exactly what we need, and his word is not going to go out void. It's going to accomplish everything that he set out for it to do. So we thank God for this word on tonight. It's a powerful word. Nip it in the bud. Yes, there's some things that I need to still nip in the bud that I'm still working on, because I know that, just like you said, God sees everything. He's everywhere, and there's nothing that's hidden from him. So don't try to act like you are so holy and so righteous that you can do certain things in your life that God won't see, and he's going to accept. If it's not according to his will, and if he's not pleased with it, and if it's not right, that I always put it like this. We should love everything that God loves, and we should hate everything that God hates. So we all, the Bible says, we're all sinners. We're saved by grace. Those who accept Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior. So that don't mean that we don't get it right all the time, because we don't. So that's why we thank God for Jesus on tonight, that we can repent, just like the word said on tonight. Jezebel, she refused to repent. And look what happened to her. So just like what happened to her, it can happen to you on tonight, even though you may be saved in Jesus' name. You may be doing great works for the body of Christ, for the kingdom building. You may be doing great works, but sometimes we can be a stumbling block to somebody else that's not saved in Jesus' name. So that's why we have to be so careful. When we know that we're saved in Jesus' name, we need to know and remember that people are watching us, and that's another trick of the enemy. He wants us to fall. He wants us to sin in front of those that are spiritually blind so they could have an excuse and they can throw it in our face. Yet you're not all that you claimed that you was, even though you said you're saved in Jesus' name. I'm watching you. I saw what you did. I saw you with that other woman that wasn't your wife. I saw how you stole out of the office, and you did this and you did that for the other. So we too, even as saved believers in Jesus Christ, we still have to be very careful how we live our life. We have to be very careful because people are watching us. So we need to nip some things in the bud too, those of us that are saved in Jesus' name. So you need to examine yourself, like I need to examine myself according to God's word. So if we know that we are doing things or have done things that's not pleasing to God, we can repent. That's why we thank God for Jesus, our risen Lord and Savior, and our soon coming King, that we can repent and we can be forgiven so that we can get back on track. And we can fulfill our God purpose in the earth so that men, women, boys, and girls in the world, they can see our good works and they can glorify God, that he will be glorified, that God will be glorified through our good works. So on tonight, I pray that you have received this word from Pastor Norman King. It's not his word, it's God's word. He was just the vessel that God used to deliver the word on tonight. So we pray that you have received this word on tonight and you would examine yourself accordingly. So if you need to repent, so that you can get back in good fellowship and good standing with God, so that you can be back on track to be able to fulfill your individual God purpose in the earth for his glory. So as we get ready to close out for tonight, as I said in my prayer in the opening, we want to continue to lift up the families of civil rights leader, icon, representative John Lewis, who passed away on Friday night at home. And then we also want to lift up the family of Reverend C.T. Vivian, minister of the gospel, who also passed away recently this week. So we want to not only those families, but all those that have agreed on tonight that have lost loved ones. We see that through this coronavirus that people are dying every day in it, you know, across the around the world. People are still dying from this coronavirus. So we want to even lift up those family members that have lost loved ones, that are losing loved ones because of the virus. And also, not only because of the virus, but anyone that has lost a loved one, we want to continue to stand in the gap for them, and we want to pray for them that they will be strengthened, that God will continue to comfort and strengthen their hearts so that they too would know and be able to continue to walk and fulfill their God purpose in the earth, even in the midst of losing loved ones, that God is their comforter. He is their peace. He's their strength, their joy. And I can say that because I'm a witness. And anyone that's listening on the line tonight that have lost a loved one, and you're on this battlefield, because that's what this is. This is a battle, a spiritual battle that we're fighting. We, too, lose loved ones and that we love dearly. And so we still have to continue to fight the good fight of faith and finish our course in the earth that God would be glorified through us. So we thank God for these two men. Job well done. They finished their course, and they kept the faith. Again, civil rights icon Representative John Lewis and the Reverend C.T. Vivian. So there's many others that have fought the good fight, and they kept the faith, and they have finished their course. So we just want to continue to lift up all those families that have lost loved ones, because that God will continue to strengthen them, that they will find peace, and they will find joy, and they will be encouraged in the Lord, even in the midst of losing loved ones. So once again, I want to say early happy birthday to Mother Phillips, one of our church mothers at Greater Children's Faith Baptist Church, where Bishop James A. Jennings is our pastor and shepherd. Again, I want to give a shout out to him and the Greater Children's Faith Church family. Also to Pastor Isaiah Tillman Jr. and First Lady Jean Tillman and the Morning Star Baptist Church family. And also, before I close out, I want to say, for those of you that know Bishop Andre Woods, he was one of our musicians at the St. James Baptist Church. He's going through some health challenges right now, and he is seeking and asking the prayers of the righteous. The prayers of the righteous avail of much. So Bishop, we call him Bishop Sonny Woods, Andre Woods. We want to continue to lift him up in prayer as well. So we're going to close out in prayer as we always do. We serve a great God. He is awesome, and he is truly worthy to be praised. There's nobody, no one like our God, the Most High God. Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus. We come once again giving you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We bless your name because we know that you're worthy to be praised. Even in the midst of this worldwide pandemic, even through this coronavirus that we are experiencing, even through the loss of loved ones and everything that don't seem to be like you that's going on in the world today, we still give you glory, honor, and praise because you're worthy to be praised. We thank you that you sit high and you look low. Your eyes are in every place. And there are times that you allow certain things to happen to get our attention back to you. So we thank you for being who you are, knowing that you are in total control at all times. You don't slumber. You don't sleep. You cannot fail. You cannot lie. You cannot change. And you have a perfect track record. You don't have amnesia. You don't forget your word. You are a promise keeper. So we just thank you that you are not like man. We bless your name on tonight. We give you glory and honor. We thank you for your son, Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior and soon coming King. We thank you for his dying on the cross for our sins. We thank you for his finished work on the cross. Thank you that all of our sins, all of our sickness and everything that's not like you was nailed to the cross with Jesus Christ. And we thank you that when he rose from the dead, just like he said he would on the third day morning, he rose with the victory, with all power in his hands. And he's now sitting at your hand, making intercessions for the saints of God. So we continue to lift up all those that are spiritually blind throughout the world, Heavenly Father. You know who they are and where they are. So we continue to lift them up to you on tonight, that their eyes would be open, that you would send a word their way, that they would be able to hear your word and receive your word, and that they too would confess their sins and be saved, ask to be saved in Jesus' name, and they would come to know their God purpose, and they would walk in it they would live in it and fulfill it in the earth for your glory is our prayer in the name of Jesus. We continue to lift up every listener on tonight. Continue to bless them. Continue to grant them the desires of their hearts is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. And all those people, all the people of God that touch and agree with this prayer said amen. But know that, once again, I love you. But you know what? God loves you even more. So until the next time, we're going to continue to give God praise. Why? Because he's worthy to be praised. Until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night.